In the beginning, there was the sun, and the sun gazed upon a land and chose it from among the others.
Egypt is fond of referring to itself as Umeddunya, the mother of the world. And tourism is big business for the struggling Egyptian economy. Before the 2011 revolution, tourism made up 11.3% of Egypt's GDP. But in the upheaval that followed, tourists have largely stayed away. Compared to the 14.7 million people who visited in 2010, the numbers since have never topped 11 million. Nowhere is this more keenly felt than Cairo, and especially in hotels. Karl-Heinz Benetta is the manager of the popular Golden Tulip Hotel in Cairo.
So what should the government do to try and get tourists back to Cairo?
Security. That's the only point. Security is the yardstick of everything.
On the 11th of June, a car bomb detonated outside the Italian consulate in Cairo. One person was killed as the bomb ripped off the front of the building and shook the surrounding area. The attack, which took place close to Cairo's central Tahrir Square, was later claimed by the Egyptian branch of ISIS. Still, Benetta believes that tourists have every reason to return to Cairo.
Okay, the government is very restrictive at the moment for security reasons. It is one reason, it's not nice. Tourists will not see anything about it. Yeah, they are, even when all the trouble, tourists never been targeted in the past. I cannot speak for the future, but in the past it was never an issue with tourists, never.
Khaled Rami, Minister for Tourism, spoke to RFI about what the Italian consulate attack could mean for security in Cairo.
I don't know exactly what happened. It's still under investigation. We have to look at what exactly happened. If this was targeting the consulate itself, it was put the car there by any other means or sort of chance. We don't know. It's still under investigation.
Rami emphasizes that people thinking of coming to Egypt should not be concerned about security.
I mean, I live in Cairo and so do 80 million Egyptians. And we have lots of business people who are working here, expats. And if you go to the streets of Cairo, even if there is a problem in a street or two right next to you, you don't feel that there is something. It's a huge city.
Over at the British Embassy Clubhouse, I asked British Consul John Hamilton if recent events could change their travel advice to tourists. The British Foreign Office tells tourists to seek their advice before travelling to Egypt, but that travel to Cairo is safe.
Well, we keep the advice under review constantly. The overall level of advice on where we're telling people that there are no restrictions or where we're advising a bit more caution has remained as it is since, I think it was August last year, that there was a change in the advice on where we thought people should or shouldn't go to.
Although attacks in Cairo and in Egypt have drawn international attention, they are rare, and travel to Cairo is slowly beginning to pick up. The next four episodes of this series will look at how Cairo's tourist attractions are adapting to a new reality.
Start your personal journey where it all begins.
Ruth Michelson, RFI, Cairo.